Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Today's podcast is Gospel in a Minute. Peter declared that Jesus' recent crucifixion was all part of God's master plan of redemption. Acts 2:23 says, "But God knew what would happen, and his prearranged plan was carried out when Jesus was betrayed. With the help of lawless Gentiles, you nailed him to a cross and killed him." That's from the New Living Translation. If we read through the Gospels, we quickly learn that Jesus was a firm believer in the sovereignty of God. He trusted that nothing would happen to him outside of his Father's will. He told his disciples ahead of time that he would be crucified. John 10:17 and 18 reads, "The Father loves me because I sacrifice my life so that I may take it back again. No one can take my life from me. I sacrifice it voluntarily, for I have this authority to lay it down when I want to and also to take it up again. For this is what my Father has commanded." That's from the New Living Translation. Principle: Jesus' crucifixion was part of God's plan to save the world. When John the Baptist called out Jesus from among the crowds by the River Jordan, he identified him as the Lamb of God. Jesus was God's promised solution to the sin problem that condemned us all to eternal death. When we share the gospel, we should stress that Jesus was not some poor itinerant teacher who got caught up in a political power play that he was impotent to stop. He willingly and knowingly went to the cross to pay for our sins. When he rose again, it proved his Father accepted his sacrifice on our behalf. All who believe that and confess that he is the Lord will be saved.